This is Radio. Radio. Raw Natural Born Artists presents an in-depth look into the art. The Radio Podcast with your host, Jesse F. Daniels.
Hello, welcome to Radio. I'm your host, Jesse F. Daniels, and this is the Visual Artist of the Year special, where we will be talking to both our U.S. winner, Emily Hartwood, and featured in the second half of this episode is our Australian winner, Saltwater Dreamtime. Congratulations to our U.S. Raw Awards 6 Visual Artist of the Year, and welcome to Raw Awards Radio special. Her name is Emily Hartwood. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jesse. Hello.
Thank you and welcome to the show.
Here.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure to have you on. What was your initial reaction? How did you take the news? How did you find out? Take us through that moment.
Well, I was shocked because I basically had kind of just put it off in my mind thinking it wasn't going to happen at all. So I was amazed. I watched the video and was kind of just excited to see who the winner was because there were so many great artists showcasing, and I was just excited to hear about it. And when they said my name, I actually rewound it. I was like, what? No way. Did they just say my name? So, yeah, it was really exciting and unexpected, and I don't know how that happened.
I'll tell you how that happened by your amazing pieces that you presented at the Raw Salt Lake City Showcase last year. And let's talk about these pieces that not only you presented, but are also on your Raw Artist profile page, rawartist.org/EmilyHartwood. The one called Wishmaker is really fascinating. All of these with the girl with the long flowing hair, kind of star scenes. Walk us through your mixed media and acrylic art pieces that you have.
Basically, what I do is I paint on wood surfaces. I start out building a wood surface, and I use acrylic paints and mixed media. And then I'll collage in fabrics and drawings and papers. Recently, I believe in that piece you were mentioning before with the Wishmaker, I collaged in some constellation maps. And I'm really excited about using those in my new work. I'm really just trying to combine abstract texture and pattern with illustration to create my own style and hopefully creating a sense of wonderment and imagination.
That's great that you mentioned the word wonderment, because that's the exact feeling that I get when taking these in. Where do you get the inspiration to take the viewer to such a unique place?
Yeah, you know what? I get asked that question a lot, and it's so weird to answer because I don't really know where they come from. I'll get moments of inspiration that may come from music or film or something that I'm viewing at the time, but it's really strange. They just kind of, it feels like they're just kind of swimming into my head and they're already there. So I would like to know where they come from myself.
Is the one that resembles Bill Murray pretty figurative, or is that one pretty literal?
That is pretty Bill Murray. Yes, that is absolutely Bill Murray.
And in seeing this piece, and then I also followed along on your Instagram, which I'll mention a little bit later, that you had a piece that was presented at an Alice in Wonderland kind of themed gallery showcase. In between all of these, I noticed a trend, and I can't put my finger on it on how to describe your specific style, but kind of a thread that is along all of your artwork. How do you describe that to people, or how would you describe that to, you know, people just finding out about your work now that you have this award?
Well, thank you for saying that. First of all, that's really what I would like to have people take from my work is a common thread, and to see my hand and what I do really means a lot to me. You know, it's one of those things that it is kind of hard to verbalize. And being an artistic person, it's much easier for me to express myself artistically, obviously. So it is kind of hard for me to articulate what that is or what that means. But I hope that my work kind of reads more like a poem or a song. And it's not supposed to make perfect sense, but it's supposed to mean something to the viewer and kind of invite the viewer to have an experience with it.
I highly recommend everybody check out your artwork. Award-winning EmilyHartwood.com is your website. And on Instagram, where I found a lot of your pieces, you know, live in the making, is at the underscore papermoon_studios. And Emily, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about your artwork, people that you want to mention to thank in upon winning this award?
Basically, just how thankful I am to have been a part of this group. Ra has been a wonderful experience, and I love what they're doing by bringing artists together. And thank you to Jessica Charlotte Poland, who's an incredible, talented singer-songwriter. She's the one that actually found me. And yeah, I'm just really, really over the moon excited that this happened. I'm kind of still in shock. So thank you very much, and just stay tuned for some new work. I'm going to be doing a bunch of painting really soon, and I can't wait to show it to everybody.
That was Emily Hartwood, U.S. Visual Artist of the Year, and now it's time to introduce Ra Australia's Visual Artist of the Year, Mr. Zachary Bennett-Brook with Saltwater Dreamtime. Zachary, congratulations.
Thank you very much for having me.
How does it feel? What was the initial reaction when you heard this announcement?
Yeah, I was pretty stoked. I found out that I won the regional Wollongong area one, and I was a bit taken aback. And then, yeah, someone posted on my Facebook, congratulations that I won the national one. And I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty impressive. So, yeah, I was just over the moon, pretty stoked, as it's my first real big win.
How long have you been doing this artwork? We're going to talk about it in just a minute, but I wanted to know more about you. Did you go to school for visual art?
I've sort of, being Indigenous, I've always had it sort of within me, like the dot painting style, which I do. But I sort of started my own little business only within the last 2 years, called Saltwater Dreamtime. And yeah, just ran with it from there. I don't have any real formal training. I went to university, and I'm actually a qualified PDHPE teacher, so sports teacher. So, which is, yeah, a bit different to the art stuff, but it's just my passion, so I just like to go with it.
That's great. Your artwork is made from recycled surfboards and fins, right? They're beautiful pieces.
Yeah.
Are they look brand new. Are these actually surfable? Can you go out in the ocean and surf with these?
Half are and half aren't, unfortunately. Like, I try to put that aspect of, like, environmental issues within all my work as well, because I think it plays a vital role in the environment that we live in today's age. So half are that you can still use them, half aren't. So ones that you can, I just throw a little bit of a design on there and just hit them with a clear gloss, and then you can still surf on them. And it's exactly the same for the fins.
And the ones that aren't used for surfing purposes, who's your usual clientele for that?
Depends who wants them, really. Like, if businesses want their logos put on them because it's something a little bit unique and different with the traditional Indigenous artwork on it. And yeah, so they just become little art pieces.
That's great. Now that we got the practical use down out of the way, let's talk about the actual artwork behind. You talked about the dot design. Tell us about your specific background and that influence on the designs.
Yeah, so my background, my heritage is I'm Torres Strait Islander. So I'm an Indigenous Australian. So what I do is traditional Indigenous artwork on the surfboards. So I like to say that I infuse my two cultures, as my surf culture as a surfer and my Indigenous culture together. And that's how I sort of came up with the name Saltwater Dreamtime, and how I got to be painting on surfboards pretty much. So it's just a lot of fine detail, little dots, which just make a really nice big design and tell a story at the same time.
Now, if anybody wants to follow along, they can on your profile page, rawartist.org/saltwaterdreamtime. Tell us about the method. What do you use? How long does it take to do a surfboard or a fin?
Varies in a very big scale, really, depending on the design which I put on it. I've done surfboards in a day or so before, and then they can take anywhere up to 2 months, depending on the time period that I'm going through. But sort of started off, give it a nice sand, paint it all up like a base coat on a background. A lot of my work is done on a black background. Just makes the color pop off a little bit stronger, I feel. And then I'll go from there. I'll just lay out a bit of a design in chalk of what I want to do. And then, yeah, just headphones on and away I go. I'll start painting.
See, I was born and raised in Southern California near Huntington Beach, the birthplace of surf here in the United States. And I haven't seen anything like this on any of the surfboards here. And I know if it got here, it would just catch fire immediately. Do you have any dreams or goals of expanding outside of Australia? Do you have a website where you sell your pieces at right now?
Yeah, I've sort of set up a little bit of a website. It's more of like an online viewing gallery, I guess you'd call it. Just displays some of my work, but I'd love to branch out overseas. I've done a few trips to Hawaii being a surfer. I've gone over there and surfed a few times, and all throughout Indonesia. And I take little fins everywhere I go, because obviously put them in my boards, but also to show people my work. And yeah, the reaction that people see when they check it out. And then I go, oh, look, I also paint boards as well, this and that. Yeah, it's really cool. So I'd love to branch out overseas and just share my culture and the surf culture with thousands of other people, I guess. It'd be great.
Is there anybody there in your hometown that you'd like to thank or mention upon winning this award?
Definitely my family is just supporting me, sort of chasing my art goals. My mum and my sister have been great through it all. So, yeah, thank you very much for having me. Radio.